Mrs. Smith, please. I have to pass this class. There's really nothing else I can do to bring my grade up? Any extra credit, homework, or projects? Nothing? Ugh, this is so unfair! Sorry. I was looking for a quiet place to study. I didn't know anyone else was here already. I'll leave you alone. Sorry to have bothered you. What's the matter? Nothing, really. She just wants to ruin my life, that's all. Oh, it's nothing. You don't want to hear about my problems. You do? Really? Well, okay. I got accepted to college on a cheerleading scholarship. But it's dependent on my senior grades. I'm doing okay in most of my classes, but I'm failing Mrs. Smith's class, and she won't let me do anything extra to help my grade. I'm worried that this late in the semester, I won't be able to bring my average up enough to pass before graduation. If I don't pass, no scholarship. And I definitely can't afford tuition without it. Basically, I have to pass or no college. And since I'm already 18, my parents won't let me stay at home if I don't go to college. So, my life as I know it is basically ruined. Anyways, I'm sorry to have unloaded all of that on you. I'm just really stressed. Thanks for listening, though. I'll get out of your hair. Wait. Aren't you going to be valedictorian? I wish school was as easy for me as it is for you. I just had a crazy idea. Bear with me for a moment, okay? You're the smartest guy in school, right? Well, what do you think about helping me pull my grade up? I'm sure we could work out something of an arrangement for me to pay you back. What do I mean? Well, I know we don't hang out in the same groups, but in all the time we've been in school, I don't think I've ever seen you with a girlfriend, so I'm betting you aren't the most experienced guy in that department. Maybe I could help you with that. Granted, you help me, of course. Plus, I've seen the way you look at me, especially on days when I wear one of my cheerleading uniforms. Guys are never quite as subtle as they think they are. What do you think? You interested? Well, I know you're interested in me, but what about the deal? How would it work? Well, let's start with an easy bit. Help me get a good grade on this homework, and I'll think of a reward for you tomorrow. What do you say? You in? You are? Awesome! No, you won't regret this, I promise! Let's get started. Guess who got an A on yesterday's homework? And guess who gets a reward? Why don't you meet me at lunch in the study room of the library where we were yesterday?
Nobody should be there then. See you there.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you! Oh, I knew this was a great idea. Come here so I can repay you properly. You've always wanted to kiss me, haven't you? Don't lie, it's really okay. Now's your chance. Well, I did say kiss, but that was like a peck my grandma would give me. I mean on the lips, silly. I want a real kiss. Like this. Mwah. Okay. That wasn't terrible. That wasn't your first kiss, was it? It was? No. That's okay. I'm honored I could be your first kiss. Why don't you try it again, though? This time, linger for a bit. Yeah. That wasn't too bad, was it? You're actually kind of cute when you blush. Kiss me again? Hey, it's okay. It was just my tongue. I'd figure you want the full experience, right? Want to try one more time before we have to go? Well. You learn pretty quickly at other things, too, it seems. We'd better get back before we're late for class. Meet me in the library after school to help me study for my quiz? Tomorrow is uniform day. Maybe you'll get an even more special treat. I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know how you did it, but those tips you taught me really helped. I passed that quiz pretty easily thanks to you. And I'll thank you properly later. Meet me in the gym equipment room after the pep rally? Cool. I'm glad you came. I've been waiting for a while. I was worried you weren't gonna come. You weren't having second thoughts about our arrangement, are you? No? You just didn't want to get caught. The thrill of getting caught is part of the fun, silly. Now come over here and let's pick up where we left off yesterday. I swear you're already better at that than yesterday. But this isn't today's reward. Under my arm is a little zipper going down my side. You're gonna pull that zipper down. Yes, I'm sure. Aren't you? That's what I thought. Slowly. Sometimes it gets stuck. There. Now, do you want me to take this off? Wipe that silly grin off your face and use your words, honey. Yes? Good. Let's just put this over here. Well, what do you think? Obviously, you can tell I didn't wear a bra today because I was hoping I would get to show them off to you. Does that make it hotter? Knowing that I had nothing underneath this uniform top all day, just because of you? Do you think anyone else could tell? Were my big perky boobs swaying and extra bouncy today? Could you see the outlines of my areola, or how hard my pink nipples got whenever the top moved across them? See? I told you it was fun to possibly get caught. Now pick your tongue up off the floor and come over here and use it. You can feel them if you want. Gently. Just squeeze them, okay? Rub my nipples with your thumbs. Feel them getting hard for you? You're doing that. I'm guessing these are the first pair you've ever gotten to play with. No way. The first pair you've ever seen other than porn? I guess we've both got a lot of catching up to do then. I want you to suck on them. Kiss down my neck until you get to a nipple. Then take it between your lips. Suck on it for a bit until it's nice and hard. Then swirl your tongue around it. Yes, just like that. But don't leave the other one unattended. Use your fingers on that one. Then switch. Oh, that feels really nice. I think that concludes today's lesson. Don't worry. I'll see you after school tomorrow in the computer lab to work on that essay. Then you get another treat. See you then. And done! Save and print. Oh, thank you for your help. I don't think I've ever written something so good. In fact, I don't think we even have to wait for it to be graded. I already know we aced this essay. So, why don't you just roll that chair over there while I set the mood a little? So why don't you just roll that chair over there while I set the mood a little? What's going on? You really are clueless about these things, aren't you? Well, you're the smartest guy in school, so let's analyze the situation. You're sitting in a chair with a pretty girl standing over you, and music is playing. What could possibly happen next? Alright, I'll give you a little hint. Let me just sit right here in your lap. Figured it out yet? Yes, I'm going to give you a lap dance, silly. I mean, unless you don't want me to. Okay then. Just sit back and enjoy. Relax. Don't be so tense. Here, put your hands on my hips. I said relax. This isn't a club. Touching isn't forbidden. You like the feeling of my firm, shapely butt on your lap? Just wait until I start moving. Start slowly grinding my ass in circles on you. Keep your hands on my tiny waist as I bounce on your lap. Help me take my shirt off. Yes, I'm wearing a bra today. What do you say? Wanna try helping me take it off? I thought so. Just unhook it in the back. I know, it's harder than it sounds. There you go. Just a couple more. Don't worry, nobody's an expert at this at their first time. Now all you have to do is try doing it behind your back. There you go. All done. Now move the straps down my shoulders, and it's off. I won't be needing that anymore. Are they as good as you remember? I want you to hold them. I want to feel your hands on them from behind as I lean back into you, squeezing as I rub my tight cheerleader ass into you. Oh, what's that back there? Getting a little bit excited, are we? Good. I was beginning to think you didn't like me as much as I thought. Now I have something to work with. Does that feel good? Your boner nestled between my cheeks as you caress my amazing tits. I just love feeling you get hard beneath me as I dance just for you. Aww. Time's up. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Let me put my top back on before someone else sees us. I need to head to cheer practice now. Do you want to walk me there? Why do you need a minute? Are you okay? What? Is that a wet spot you're trying to cover up? Oh my god, did I make you come in your pants? Oh, sweetie, I'm not laughing. I'm so sorry. Don't be embarrassed. It's my fault. I shouldn't have pushed you so far. Do you have extra clothes in your locker? Good. Let me go get them for you, and you can get changed. Wait right here. Okay, here you go. I really am sorry. But if you're still up for our deal, maybe next time you can come somewhere better. But of course, you'll have to be a good boy and keep up our deal. Okay?